paragraph hey now. The afal pi she ikar hasholim nasa lide koil rina, even though the main piece is generated through song, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran in Torah of Zayin, kemo shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mayim ranal, mibchinas shir hashirim asher lishloimoi, the song of songs, which is for shloimoi. And the Gemara says, lamelech shehasholim sheloi. So we see the connection between shir, rina, and sholim. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah of Zayin and Likutei Moran. Afal Pikein. So even though Sholem is generated through song, and song is usually a happy thing, Afal Pikein derech HaSholem lehislabesh b'merirus. Despite that, the nature of Sholem, of peace, is to come cloaked in bitterness. We mentioned this in the previous year, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on it a little. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Hine l'sholoim mar li mar. I say to peace, bitter. I'm very bitter. Bechinas Shabbos b'moron itstavu. As we mentioned earlier, the mitzvah of Shabbos, which represents peace, Shabbat shalom, shalom aleichem, that we say on Shabbos, the Jews were given that mitzvah in a location called Mora. Mora means bitterness. Kamei shekos l'shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there. And this is the concept of eulogizing and mourning a person who passed away. These are examples of bitterness. When a person is saying a eulogy, or when a person is in Avelus, they're experiencing a certain bitterness. As the Pasuk says, V'achariso k'yoim mar. And the end is like a day of bitterness. Vze bechinas habechio vahamarirus sheboichen bemar nefesh al kivrei tzadikim. And this also will explain the crying and the bitterness that a person pours out his heart, expressing all the bitterness that he's feeling about the problems he's having in life and everything at the kever of a tzadik. Why? Kedei lahachsir ulahamshich hasholem kanal. The purpose of this is to draw that sholem. We said the sholem comes in marirus. This is the marirus. When a person comes to the kever of a tzaddik and he pours out his bitterness, all the pain that it's in his heart, all the things that are troubling him and bothering him, not depression, we're not talking about expressing depression. We're talking about a person just relating to Hashem and to the tzaddik all the difficulties he's going through and how his life feels so bitter. That expression of bitterness helps be mamshich the sholoim, shehu mislabesh b'marirus kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal told us in Likutei Moran over there, that the sholoim comes cloaked in bitterness. Validei hamarirus v'halev nishbor, and by the Jew being able to pour out his bitterness and express his broken heart at the kever, zoichin acharkach l'simcha. The result, what happens is afterwards, the person is filled with tremendous joy. Kemoi shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place in Likutei Moran, that Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the difference between atzvus and lev nishbor. Atzvus is a terrible, terrible treif thing. Atzvus is sitra achra. Atzvus comes from a very bad place. Atzvus is associated with anger at Hashem. A person's angry at Hashem, angry at themselves, angry at people around them, and that anger leads to a depression, to a feeling of being broken. There's something else called lev nishbor, where a person is not angry at Hashem, they're not angry at themselves, they're not angry at anybody. They're just feeling very tiny, they're feeling very small, and they're feeling desperate need for help, desperate need for assistance. They feel that a person feels that they have nothing. I have no Torah, I have no mitzvahs, I have no parnasa, I have no family life, I have nothing. And the person feels humble, and they're not screaming, you owe me, nobody owes me anything. I'm not complaining, I'm not angry, I'm begging. I'm begging like a poor person who realizes how poor he is, how impoverished he is, and I'm standing before Hashem with this broken heart. My heart is broken from all the suffering that I myself am going through and that I see around me. And Rabbi Nazal says there, this Lev Nishbor is one of the highest levels of Kedusha, of holiness. And it's one of the things that brings a person closest to Hashem. There's a pasuk, Lev Nishbor Venitke, Elokim Loisivze. When a person has this kind of Lev Nishbor, Hashem will never reject that person's tefillah. So Rabbi Nazal says, but these two sometimes look very similar. Both of these people are like very quiet and very low and very broken. One is depressed, one is in atzvus, one is lev nishbor. Rabbi Nazal says, how can we really tell the difference? He says, I'll tell you. Atzvus leads to more atzvus. Lev nishbor leads to simcha. When a person has this lev nishbor and they get to pour out their heart to Hashem, that's first choice, or second choice, even to a close friend, you'll see that when the person finishes pouring their heart out, they feel better. They really feel better, and sometimes they can mamish come to actual simcha. So Rabbi Nosazal says here, "Validei hamarirus v'alev nishbor zeichen achar kach lesimcha." Kama yishkos Rabbi Nosazal b'mok macher. V'simcha hu bechinas koil rina. Simcha is associated with singing, song. Bechinas asora mine negina, like the 10 types of song, shenisoyerin al yidei hatzadik emes, which are activated through the true tzadik. Sheze bechinas amiras tehillim, shenoyagim loymar al kivrei tzadikim. With this, we'll understand the very important custom of reciting chapters of Tehillim at the graves of tzadik. Kimuva b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov Zal, as is brought in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that one of the best things to do at the kever of a tzaddik, shetzivo loymar kama mizmoirei tehillim al kivrei tzadikim. The Baal Shem Tov taught us to recite many chapters of Tehillim at kivrei tzadikim. Now we see the connection. Tehillim is Rina. Rina is associated with this Shalom. Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimoi. And Shalom is what's needed to bring the whole world back to tshuva. It's interesting that we're saying this today. Today is Chof Hey Tishrei, the 25th of Tishrei, Tov Shinayin. Today is the yahrzeit of the great, great, awesome tzaddik, Reb Levi Yitzchok Mibarditchev, whose mother's name was Sora Sosha, very famous. This tzaddik was one of the closest tzaddikim to Rabbi Nazal during his lifetime. And there are many, he's mentioned in the Breslov Sforim in several different contexts. We're mentioning this now because if we can't visit his kever right now because we happen to be in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, Rabbi Nazal says, wherever a person's mind is, that's where the person is. So if we put our brain now on Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, if we speak about him, and we think, Baruch Hashem, we've had the privilege of being in the city of Berditchev and being at his kever. If we picture ourselves being there and especially speaking about the tzaddik, this hopefully can certainly make an important connection today on his yahrzeit. So regarding Reb Lev Yitzchak Zal, I remember Reb Michal Zichron Levracha once told a very special thing, that he grew up in a home. His father was a big Talmud Chacham, but from the Lomdim, not from the Hasidim. He was opposed to Hasidim. And at one point, Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchev went to learn by the Mezritch Magid for a few years, who was the one who took over after the Baal Shem Tov. When he came back and he was in the house one day, his father wanted to jab him a little. So his father said to him, "So nu, my son, Reb Lev Yitzchak, tell me, you went to this great rabbi. What did you learn from him? This Mezritch Magid." So Reb Lev Yitzchak thought for a moment, and he said, "I learned that there's a Hashem." In Yiddish, he said, "Ich hab gelernt, dass sedo a Gott in der Welt." So his father almost burst out laughing. That's what you went to him for? That's what you went at? You had to travel there and be there a couple of years to find out that there's a Hashem? 1 minute. And he said, "Zhvenka." He called the maidservant. They had a maid in the house. It was an orphan girl. And he said, "Zhvenka, come here." He said, "Tell me, is there a Hashem in the world?" So she said, yes, yes, of course. So Reb Lev Yitzchak's father looks at his son and says, no. She knows that there's Hashem in the world. So his son smiled at him and he said, she's saying it. I know it. In Yiddish, he said, Sie sagt und ich weiß, implying that, of course, which person doesn't know that there's a Hashem, right? The answer is wrong, because no two people know that the same way at all whatsoever. This is the opening paragraph in the Sefer Sichoi Soran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Ki ato yodati ki godoil Hashemi, ki ani yodati, Ki godoil Hashem ikol elokim. Dovid HaMelech says, I know that Hashem is greater than all the others. And Rabbeinu Zal says that, what does he mean, ani yodati? Rabbeinu Zal says that the feeling that a Jew has about his connection with Hashem is something that's unique by every person. No two people have that the same. Each person, according to his connection, according to his emuna, according to his yira, according to his simcha, according to his dveikus, according to all the different connections that he has, that's what defines to what degree he knows Hashem, or he knows that there's a Hashem in the world. And as Rav Nosson Zal writes in the introduction to Yemei Maranat, Rav Nosson Zal, who grew up in a home, his father was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a religious person, very religious, and his father-in-law was one of the leaders of the generation. But Rav Nosson Zal says, despite that, I realized afterwards when I became a Kurov to Chassidus and Chassidim, I realized that when it comes to mitzvahs that are related to the heart, such as Yira, Ahava, Dveikus, all of those things, there's a major, major difference between the Chassidish Gedolim, the Tzadikim among the Chassidim, the Talmidei HaBaal Shem and their followers, versus the Lomdim, the people who are known as big learners. They learn Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, Achronim, but they're in a different place completely in terms of their Regish, in terms of the Dveikus that their heart feels to Hashem and to Klal Yisrael and to Kiddush in general. Then there's a story in the Yemei HaTlois where we're told, this is not publicized that much, that the year before Rabbeinu Zal passed away, the year Tof Kuf Ayin, right now we're in Tof Shin Ayin, the year before Rabbeinu Zal passed away in Tof Kuf Ayin Aleph, next year it's going to be 200 years since Rabbeinu Zal passed away. The year before that, every year before Rosh Hashanah, there's a meeting in Shomayim, and they get together, and they ask for volunteers. They ask who's willing to volunteer, which tzaddik is willing to volunteer to be a korban, to pass away, to leave the world, in order to atone for the generation. And Rabbeinu Zal decided to volunteer. And then afterwards, Rabbeinu Zal regretted it. For whatever reasons, he thought it over, and he changed his mind. He didn't want to volunteer. But once you volunteer for this position, you can't back out unless you have somebody who's willing to replace you. Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchev Zal was the one who took Rabbeinu Zal's place. And he passed away, Chof Hei Tishrei, Tof Kuf Ayin, almost exactly a year before Rabbeinu Zal passed away. And when he did pass away, there's an incredible, heartrending story how Rabbeinu Zal gave a shir at that time, how Rabbeinu Zal knew that he had passed away even before anybody else did, just about. In those days, they didn't have phones and faxes and internet and everything. The city of Uman, where Rabbeinu Zal lived at the time, was approximately 100 miles or more from Berditchev. And there was no way of Rabbeinu Zal knowing other than through Ruach HaKodesh. And Rabbeinu Zal gave a shir at that time, chapter 67, in the second half of Likutei Moran, where he speaks about the great, the tzaddik as the Pe'er Hador, the beauty of the generation. And it was known that that was the nickname, that was the title he gave to Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchev. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about what happens when the Pe'er Hador leaves. And he spoke about the passing away of a tzaddik, and it was only a few days later that the news got to the city of Uman, where Rabbeinu Zal was at the time, that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev passed away, and that's when Rabbeinu Zal's students realized why Rabbeinu Zal's eyes were filled with tears when he gave this shir and everything, because Rabbeinu Zal already was aware, he knew before everybody else, that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak had passed away, and again, he knew the specific connection between both of them.